Today's daf is Ksubis Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis. A few lines up from the bottom, we're in this explaining the brisa that came up on Gimel Amud Beis relating to the Takana of Bnos Yisrael and the days of the week that they were married. So remember, the brisa said that Psula Nis is the Amar Avi, that was the Iker Hadin that Chazal enacted, so that they would be able to come to Beis Din, the husband would be able to come to Beis Din on Thursday morning. And we said, what about getting married on Sunday? So we said, no, shaktu. And then we said, what about in a case of sakana, misakana ve'elef? We said the minag was to be kodesh on shlishi. That we explained already. That was in the case of tibol leheg montchila. He would come on Wednesday. So if you move it up one, it's okay. Why don't you just be mevatal the whole din? So we said, no, the gzeiros are avidi debatli. There have been gzeiros on Klal Yisrael throughout history. And they are not eternal. Baruch Hashem, even though they are difficult during the time that they exist, but takanas d'rabbanan are eternal, and therefore that is why we kept the takana. And then we went through v'leder shludon ashari v'chulu, and then we got into the next line of the brisa. It said ubisheni lo yichnos on Monday. We shouldn't push it up to Monday, but v'machmas ha'ones mutter. But if it's because of the ones mutter, so what does that mean? The sakana line was talking about the hegmon. What about this line? So we say can't be talking about the hegmon also, because a different word is used twice: sakana versus ones, and hitiru versus nagu versus mutter. So what does ones mean? So Rava had the first suggestion. He said he was talking about a sar tzva that was balair, so it was an army, a general that was going to take all the food from the wedding. So that's why they had to move it up, and they were going to stay there, so they couldn't even make it the following Wednesday. So, and then we have the second day now. Four lines for the bottom. V'ibayis ema. V'ibayis ema, my machmas ha'ones. What is the ones that is referred to in the brisa that you have to move it? Kidetanya, as the brisa says, hare shayapitu afui v'tevcho tavuach v'yeno mazuk. All the preparations for the wedding are set. The bread and the meat is shechted. What does it mean, shechted? That you're going to lose it unless you use it now, because without refrigeration, yay, no mazuk, and the wine is already diluted, and it won't be able to stay. Umeis aviv shal chasano ima shal kala. And Rechman al-Islam, the father of the chasan, died. The mother of the kala, right before the wedding. So what's the halacha? Machnisin, so you don't want to lose all of the meat and all of the wine. So what do you do? So in a ideal world, in a theoretical world, you have avelus, you push off the wedding, and then you have the wedding. That's not going to work because you have all of these preparations that have already been made. So what's the halacha? Machnisa es hameis l'cheder. You don't bury the dead. First, you put him in, put the mace into a side room. Ve'sachas and ve'sachal l'chupa. You have the wedding. And then continues the brisa, and this is the ones that's referred to in the earlier brisa. Uboel beilas mitzvah uparish, and then he has biarishona bias mitzvah, and then he stopped and he's parish, and then you do the kvura, right? That's not mentioned in the brisa. Rashi has that in the yikvuruas ameis miyad. Right afterwards, you have the burial, and then v'noeg shivas yimei amishta v'achar kach noeg shivas yimei avelus. So you have wedding, burial, sheva brachas, avelus. Right, that is the order. Why do you have shivas yimei amishta first? Because that's a flowing from the wedding. So the wedding causes the shivas yimei amishta before the burial causes shivas yimei avelus. Why does one do it in this way? Because you have this big hefsim meruba, and Chazal say this is what can occur. Tosva says, get a couple of points to mention here. First of all, Tosva says it's somewhat ironic in that there is a major machlokas. Let's take a step back for a minute. Major machlokas about the mitzvah of avelus. Avelus is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that we don't want to do, but it's a mitzvah that if Rechman al-Islan, somebody loses one of their seven relatives, so then there is a mitzvah to react in a certain way, to have certain nihugim, to have certain positive nihugim and certain isurim. There are nihugim of sitting and of types of a few items that one has to do, kfiyas amita, atifas arosh, certain actions that we do, and then certain actions that we don't do, that we don't wash, and we don't learn, and we're not involved in other activities. So is that d'oraisa or is that d'rabbanan? So Bali Tosfos, in a few places in Shas, here is one of them, assume that all avelus is d'rabbanan. There's no avelus d'oraisa. Avelus is d'rabbanan. Where does it say to be an avel in the Torah? Yes, it says, Vayas, the Shvatim set Shiva for Yaakov. It says that. But as the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchas Avel, Nitna Torah, but it's Chad Shalacha. Just because it says that they set Shiva doesn't mean that that is a source, d'oraisa, for us to sit Shiva. So Bali Tosfos say that all Avelus is Durabanan. But what can't they deny? Aninus. Aninus is Mefurish. Lo achalti va'oni mimenu. We say in the end of Parshas Kisavo, when we have eating mices, we say we didn't eat it by Aninus. Or it talks about by the machlokas between Aaron and Moshe on the day of the Seir Rosh Chodesh and the Seir Nachshon, the day that Aaron's sons died. Also, there's a machlokas regarding the Aninus. So Aninus is d'oraisa, the time period after burial, after death, before burial. So that concept is d'oraisa. Avelus, which is after burial, is d'rabbanan. So it says Tosfos here, it's interesting that this, the wedding that we're doing, we're able to even push off the Aninus. Right, there's a chuppah, and then we allow bias mitzvah, and then that's during the time of Aninus. That's Tosfos, the end of the first Tosfos. Tosfos says the hashta mikilin tfei ba Aninus d'oraisa mi ba avelus d'rabbanan. Right, it's amazing that you're later able to push off the Aninus, and even though it's d'oraisa, and that's even stronger. Usually, you would say it's d'oraisa more than avelus d'rabbanan to push off a d'rabbanan. Okay. But here we're even pushing off a daraisa. Midi dahave aneilas asandel vativas arosh v'kviyas amita. Like those nihugim derabana. But that is aninus daraisa that is pushed off. If you look on the Shita Mukubetzes, the Shita does not assume that aninus daraisa is being pushed off. Because the Shita says aninus only yom rishon is daraisa. Right? Day of death and day of death, that day. Not burial, is d'oraisa. But let's say you wait till the night time, even if the burial has not occurred yet, then aninus is no longer d'oraisa. So it says in Shimon Kubet, says, well, when's the bia taking place? Mistama, not during the daytime, says the Shidibu Kubet, says, so therefore it must be at night, and that's why it's d'rabanan, and that's why it's able to be pushed off. Afilu achi mutter, destam b'ilas Yisrael balayla, kidam rinan, Yisrael kidoshim heim, vei mishab shemito seya bayom. As the Gemara says, we'll have it later on. The Aninus Laila Durabananu Daasi, because this one of the sources is Vachrisa Kiyom Mar, the day that's bitter. The Gabi Mitzvah Logazarabanan. And the Gabi Mitzvah Durabanan were not goes there, and that's why they would allow the Bia Rishona during Aninus Durabanan. But they wouldn't have it during Aninus Daraisa, the Shita Mukbetzes assumes. So that's Tosfos assumes no. Right? Even if it's Daraisa, one could push it off. That's what is allowed here. If you look in the Ritva has another suggestion. He says Aninus disappears for a different reason. Not because it's Durabanan, but what's the definition of Aninus? Involvement in the burial. Involvement in the burial. Somebody who is Meso Muta Lefanav. The language of the Mishnah in the third parak in Brachas. Meso Muta Lefanav. So what does that mean? Where I'm involved in it, or halachically I have to be involved in it. But let's say there is a situation where halachically I'm not involved in it anymore, then Aninus would disappear. So suggest the Ritva, once, he asked it as a question, V'im tomar, nehidoch lo chala alav taras avelos kodem kvura, mikal makam are chala alav Aninus, to be shemesa muta lefanav, to aser b'yayin u'bapasar u'batash b'shamita. Right, you're not allowed to eat meat, drink wine, or dash b'shamita. So how do we allow that? V'yesh lomar says the Ritva, Aninus has disappeared. Da Aninus, the ba'aninus he kilu va'asa'uhu ki'ilu nisya'esh milakovro. Because Chazal said that you're not supposed to do the burial now, so mamela, Aninus disappears. Aninus is only when there's burial that has to take place. If Chazal removed the chiyuv, they said, don't do burial now, so it's as if you're no longer have a chiyuv to do burial. Ki'ilu nisya'esh milakovro. Kidei shiyehe mutter bezbasar v'yayin v'tash v'shamita. And Chazal did that so that you could be in this state. It's ironic. They remove the chiv of kfura, but melo that removes the aninus, and then the bo bilas mitzvah parish that aninus could come back. Aninus does not have to be in succession. Doesn't have to be ratsuf, right? Let's say Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a famous psak. He says that we know that one is an onay, one is not allowed to make brachos. not only does one doesn't have to make brachas, one's not allowed to make brachas. Somebody eats, you eat without a bracha. That's the halacha. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, except for one. Even though it's not in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere, the Rosh Shlomo writes a Micha Shlomo, except for one. Hamapil. When you go to sleep, then you're basically saying, I'm done, I'm not involved anymore. So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, you should say Hamapil before you go to sleep. During the time before Avelus. And then the next morning, you don't do mitzvahs again. So Aninus comes back. So Aninus doesn't have to be straight, doesn't have to be without a break. So that is, this is another example of that, says the Ritva. It's interesting, the Ramban has a law shown here that we'll get to, that Aninus, Avelus has to be straight. Avelus can't be broken up. We'll have to get to the Lamdas B'Hashem in a couple of minutes, but that is the Ramban. But the Rambam, the Ritva and others note that Aninus does not have to be straight. Are there nihuge avelus during Aninus? Right? Are there certain nihugim avelus? Is Aninus like super avelus? What do we say? No, there are certain things in Aninus that are even mutter. Like, are you allowed to take a shower during Aninus? So the Rambam says yes. The Rambam says there are no nihuge avelus during Aninus. Avelus, and avel's not allowed to shower. But during Aninus, the Rambam says that it is a mutter. The Rambam says, and that's why David HaMelech washed. Remember the story where Rechmanel said when he lost his child. The Rambam says, beginning of Hilchas Avelus, be'emas ha'yischayiv adam ba'avel, mishiyistam ha'golel. As we'll get to what the definition of that is. Something related to the Kfura. Aval kozman shalom nikvar ha'meis, eino asur bedavar min advarim sheha'avel asur bohen. Right, there is no isurim of Avelus. U'mipnei tamzeh rochatz David ha'melech, v'sach kishemeis ha'yelad kodem sheikaver. Right, when his little baby died, so he washed. He washed. This is the Rambam Shita. And not everyone agrees. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says no. The Rabbi the Kesem Mishnah quotes it here. Kosav Atur, Shekin Kosav Aritz, Ben Geyas, Vishaha Ramban, Chaluk Allah. The Ramban says no. There are Nihukim of Avelus even during Aninus. Even during Aninus. What's the Nikudas HaMachlokas? Or Salvation pointed out that, and this is Lishitaso in another context, which we'll mention B'Hashem in a minute, and that is, is there a concept of Nihuge Avelus outside the Minyan Shiva? Is there a concept of doing Avelus without counting Avelus? The Rambam says no. If you're not counting Avelus yet, so then you don't have to do Avelus. Shiva didn't start yet. Shiva only starts after Kavura. So therefore, there is no concept of Nihuge Avelus. And the Ramban says no. There can be Nihugim of Avelus without Minyan Shiva. You have that. Machlokas Rambam Ramban. Lishitaso says Rav Soloveitchik, and we'll have this measure on a base, but let's just mention it outside right now. Are there Nihukim of Avelus on Yontif? On Yontif, we know Shiva is not counted on Yontif. But are there private Nihukim of Avelus on Yontif? The Rambam says no. Lishitaso. Just like there's no, you don't count Shiva on Yontif, so too there's no Nihukim of Avelus before Shkvura. And the Ramban says yes. The Ramban says, yeah, Nihugim of Avelus in private on Yontif. Right? It's just that it doesn't count the Shiva. So Lishitaso also. You could have Nihugim before Kvura and also on Yontif. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained that Machlokas Lishitaso, Rambam and the Ramban, before Kvura and on Yontif. Right? Same root issue. Can you have Avelus without minyan shiva? Rav Moshe Feinstein, we think this, Rachmana Litzlan, it should always just be theoretical. But Rav Moshe had a shayla, Rav Moshe in Chelik Aleph of Yeredeya, Simen Reish Chav Zayin. Bekavu Achasana B'Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh. The wedding that was planned for Motzi Shabbos, B'Ulam, in a fancy hall. Shehu Hefsid Gadol Litchos. It would be a huge hefsid to push off the wedding. U'Mesa Ima Shalkala B'Yom HaChamishi. The mother of the Kala died on Thursday. The wedding's supposed to be Motzi Shabbos. So what do you do? This is one of the, you gotta ask the big guns this, Shaila. This isn't just for, the everyday run-of-the-mill rabbis. What do you do in this case? Being Machmir? What do you mean Machmir? What's the Chumrah? What's the Kula? Rav Moshe says, I was asked about this, and, a tremendous Sagado, Ve'eshafti, answered, L'chora Hayelahu, Laso Sachupa Kodem HaKvura. Really, what would be best, like our Gemara says, you should move up the chuppah. You don't have to move up the seuda, says Rav Moshe. You have the seuda, Motzi Shabbos. But move up the chuppah. Do the chuppah on Thursday. Even though bisman hazeh there's no difference between either parent. We'll see in the Gemara, it used to be dafka, the father of the chassan and the mother of the kala. But nowadays, says Rav Moshe, the poskim say, doesn't make a difference. Even though this works, the mother of the kala, but the which is like the din of the Talmuda, says Rav Moshe. But the problem is, says Rav Moshe, in this question I was asked, they already did the kvura. They did the kvura on Thursday. They did it. They didn't ask me beforehand. Or maybe it was just not shayach, maybe illegally, whatever. This was the detail. She couldn't go to the mikvah until Friday night. That's the way it worked out. You call a litpol alel Shabbos Kodesh. V'im kein lo haya yochol lasos bilas mitzvah kodem akvura. Umemela im yasu anisu in kodem akvura. Yasu litpol ad achar yudal yom. And then v'im yimki esman ves yasu od yud beiz yom. But yoser to be the iser yichud. So what do? Says Rav Moshe, you need big shoulders. Lachena marti sheyasu anisu in b'motzi Shabbos Kodesh. Be'emsa yimei avelus. Shebishvil hefsid. The chassan she'ein lo banim mutter lichnos gam betoch shiva. Wow. Rav Moshe allowed the wedding during shiva. During shiva, have the wedding. He says, ach, im yizdam in uvda kezu ba'acha shekvar tavla, tov yoser lasu zachuta kodem akfura, like the dini to Gemara, v'yav she nimsa shalo yasu asu de b'shasi suin, and even though you're going to have the wedding 2 days before you have the wedding party, says Rav Moshe, it's okay. Okay, yesh lahatir. You can separate the wedding, the suda, from the nisuin. But that's from Moshe. Doesn't say what year that's from, but it's from Chelek Aleph of Yeridea. It's been a number of years ago.
Isn't this case where
the Kiddushin took place? So we're talking about nisuin. Nisuin is what...
Does it make a difference?
I don't know if it makes a difference with Kiddushin and nisuin. Nisuin is the simcha element, right? Kiddushin, a person's allowed to do even in the cemetery. The Rambam has a lashon in Hilchas Avelos. Even if you meet somebody at the cemetery, you can do Kiddushin. That doesn't have simcha related to it. But nisuin is the issue.
Okay,
so in that case, you'd go back and continue the once Shiva started, and then you'll have it afterwards. The Maharshal, just one other point, and then we'll continue. Again, this top line here is jam-packed. The Maharshal in the Tshuva discusses, why is the Bia allowed? Why is Bia Rishona allowed? Ask the Maharshal. He's an Onain, right? Right after Kfura, right? So you get married, and then why do you allow the Bia? Right? You want to say Nisuin is... the first stage. So what? Bia is a woman. Averis mi bia rishona. So why would you allow the bia? Ask the marshal. And the marshal himself gives an answer. Wrong one. Says the marshal in Simon Ayin. He's dealing with this question. The shaila there is Rachman al-Islan, a father of a boy who has to get a bris milah is sitting shiva for his mother. That's the case. The grandmother was niftara, and then he has a chiyuv. He has a chiyuv of bris milah for his son. So what does he do? Tshuva, he says, what should he do? Lachar, he says, haroi yamulo so acharei shikru es meso. The kodem shekavar ames havi onin upata mikol ha-mitzvah, saksuvim batara. Achei nir ali, he's onin. I'm sorry, not an avel. He's an onin. An onin. Let's say on the morning of the bris. So is he allowed to do bris milah for his son before his mother is buried? That's the shiloh that the marshal has. When the Onei, can you do this? So he says, Ra'ui, so he says, you should do the berry and then do the bris mila, because before it is an Onei. Achei, Nir Ali, he says, Lagabe mila, the mitzvah of Ram Yalei Bifrat, V'yish Lozman, he says, Nirakulis. And he says, just like you can have B.S. mitzvah. He says, you can have a personal mitzvah that one is allowed to do if there is pressure to do the mitzvah for certain reasons. Then he goes through the reasons. I just wanted to quote you the Chashuk Echemez reason. So Zilberstein quotes this Marshal, and he says, I have a different reason why to answer the Marshal. Why do we allow Bia Rishona? Fascinating suggestion. He says, the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda, you think, what does Noda B'Yehuda have to do with it? Noda B'Yehuda says, what does an Onein do with Sfiras HaOmer? Right, let's say this, he's going to miss 24 hours. So he's not going to count Sfira, he's going to be ruined for the whole rest of Sfira. So an onen counts without a bracha. That's what this. That's what the Noda Behuda paskins. It's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva in a Hilchos Avelos. He says he's allowed to. Because something that's going to mess you up. An onen is part of a mitzvah right now. But if there's going to be something that's going to mess you up in the future, so then you're allowed to do it right now. You're allowed to do it right now. That's the chiddush of the Noda Behuda. So says the Chashukei Chemed, if the married couple aren't allowed to have bir rishona right after the nisuin, it could have effects for the rest of their marriage. Fascinating suggestion. He says, Lofize yitachen lomar, shulei atam, shabo bilas mitzvah, ki im lo yasekein, hevinu chazal, sha'alulim lehishtabesh sidre hachayim shalahem, im lo yisnalu lufima shetuchnan meirosh. What kind of a start of a marriage is this going to be? You're going to have the nisuin and they're going to have to wait a week. Tov achris, he quotes the pasuk in Koheles, Tov achris davar me rishiso. And the Yerushalmi darshins, Tov achris davar kshu tov me rishiso. Vim chaser bereshis, afilu chisaron kalu pgam kolshehu. Ha achris eina tova. He quotes like by Acher, by his bris milah, when his father got upset. Vehu adin gam ben yoneinu, haseder betchilas achayim hamishutafim chashuv ma'od, v'misnalu kimetuchnan gam chayeyim yisnalu la'olam b'derech tova. U'mishum zekach, maybe that's what Chazal did. Just like the Nodi B'Yudah allowed Sfiras HaOmer, because it's going to mess them up in the future, so too maybe Baal B'Lis Mitzvah is allowed, because it would have negative effects in the future. Okay, there's a lot more regarding Avelus, but let's continue a little bit more now. So the Gemara says, this is the Ones that's being discussed. As you see here, right, we mentioned on the first day, Ksubis, as the Chidah says, Kolel Kol HaTalmud, has everything in it, because every day there's something else. Tomorrow is all about Shabbos. Segresha and the Lachshes Vich Legufa, that's the next two Dafim. And then we're going to have Birchas Erison. It's like every Daf is a jam-packed. Yesterday we had Yiharig Valyavar, Gili Arayas. That's Ksubis. Ksubis is full. So we continue. Third line. Continuing the Brisa. We're going to get back to the Avelos, Bez Hashem. V'chol Osan Hayamim. All of those days. Of what? All of those days. After Bir Rishona, during Shivas Yimei Mishta, and then Avelos. Ku Yashim Beinu Hanashim, V'hi Yashena Beinu Hanashim. There's an Isser of Yichud. We'll talk about why that is. Right, I thought, right, we usually think that after Bir Rishona there's no more Isra of Yichud, right, but right after the, let's say she's Pirsa Nida. But we'll see, there's a difference between this case and other cases. V'ein monin tachshitim in akal l'chol shloshim yom. She's allowed to put on makeup for 30 days, right, because, you know, that's also part of the start of marriage, just like on Yom Kippur. V'davka aviv shel chasen v'yimah shel kala, what Ramosha alluded to before. And all this heter only applies if the father of the chasen, who takes care of the wedding, and the mother of the kala, who takes care of the makeup, in those days, to leke inish to tarachlu, because there's nobody else that would do it. Avalifchalo, but it was the opposite, so then, you know, they would do it again, and therefore you don't have these heterim. Amara from Bar Papa, of making a siyum fame, Rafram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, Lo Shanu Elashanasan Mayim Al Gabe Basar. This is only where the meat's going to get ruined. You already put the water on the basar, you already started defrosting it. But if not, then you sell it. It can still be sold, and people would buy it, and therefore there's not a problem. And in a big city, even if you already got it ready, you could sell it. There's enough people there, so you don't have the heter. Sell the meat. And in a village, a small village, even if you didn't put the water on the basar, still, nobody's going to buy it, and therefore, you're allowed to put the water on the basar and have the wedding. So, the elder of Chizda, Echem Ishkachasla. So, what was Rav Chizda talking about? We just said, in a krach, it's always, you have to sell it. In a kfar, you can't sell it. So, what's the case where there's a chiluk between nas and mayim, agave basar or not? So, Amar of Ashi, kigon masamachsia, the mafka mikrach, u mafka mikfar. It's bigger than a village and smaller than a city. So, that's the case where nas and mayim, agave basar makes a difference. Period. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Chizda. So there's a brisa also that supports Rav Chizda in terms of this chilek of Nasan Mayim Agave Basar or not. Hare Shahaya Pito Afuya Vitivcho Tavuach V'yeno Mazug. Right, the case is everything's set. V'Nasan Mayim Agave Basar. There's the raya only if you put the water on the basar, right? You got it ready. Umeis aviv shel chasanu ima shel kala. So what happens? Machnis and esameis lecheder v'sachasan v'sakala lechupa. You move the mace into a cheder. They have the wedding, the chasan the kala. Ubo bilas mitzvah. Uporish, as we said. V'noeg shivas yimei hamishta v'yachar kach noeg shivas yimei avelus, as the Brisa mentioned earlier. By the way, bo bilas mitzvah uporish, here in our context, it's specifically because of the problem that they have to do burial. Bizman hazeh, right already post the gzera from Meseches Nida, were always, the halacha is always a chasan is bo bilas mitzvah uporish, even separate from the avelus issues, but because the halacha of not being Boel al dam besulim, and therefore says the halacha bizman hazeh, even separate from this case, is bol bilas mitzvah uporish, as it says in Hilchos Nida. V'chol ha'asa yamim, we continue the brisa, and all those days hu yashin bein ha'anashim v'ishto yishena bein hanashim, and there is an iser of yichud. Stop there for actually let's finish. V'chein misha pirsa ishto nida, also v'chein. Keep this in mind. Not only is this by halacha, this is by avelus. Let's say, says the Brisa, misha pirsa ishto nida, if his wife becomes a nida right at the chuppah, right after the chuppah, right, that knisas al chuppah. So what's the halacha? Also an isser of yichud. Hu yashin beinu anashim, v'hi yashena beinu anashim. There's also an isser of yichud. Rashi says, ve'ein ne'emanim ze al ze, ze im ze. Even though normally a husband and a wife don't have an isser of yichud, right, and that's why the poskim say there are many harchakos, right? We allow a husband and wife to have an isser to be together, even though she's a nida. There is no isser of yichud, but there are more chumras that apply to a chasan and a kala that don't apply to many other, to a husband and a wife, that do not apply to many other, anybody else, right? The isser of hoshata, the isser of sitting on a couch together, right? All of those halachas only apply to a husband and a wife when she's a nita. Does not apply to any other woman. Why? The Aruch HaShulchan writes in the beginning of the halacha and harchakos, because there's a heter of yichud, we balance it out. We balance it out with all of these harchakos to be able to keep them honest. So that's only after Bia Rishona. But if it's before, then there's an isser of yichud. Like if there's a chupas nida, by a chupas nida, so then the chasan and the kala are not allowed to have yichud. Hu yashim beinu anashim, v'hi yashena beinu anashim, v'ein monin tachshitim, v'nakal chosh loshim yom, benkach uvenkach, lo yivo, lo be'erev Shabbos, v'lo b'motzi Shabbos. And either way, we don't allow Bia Rishona on Friday night, or, as we said in the Brisa yesterday also, or on Motzi Shabbos. We'll have to see why that is. Period. So, Amar, let's talk about this Brisa. Omar, hu yashim beinu anashim, v'hi yashena beinu anashim, isayil le'le Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe this is the proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that which we said, that there's an Isser Tashbish Hamita during Shivas Yimei HaMishta, right? During Rabbi Bobilas Bitsu Parish, then you have to wait another 14 days. So that halacha is a support for Rabbi Yochanan, who says that about Yontif. Dama Rabbi Yochanan, Afapi Sha'amru, Ein Avelus B'moed, Avol Dvarim Sheltsina Noheg. Even though there's no Avelus, public Avelus on Yontif, but there's Dvarim Sheltsina, there's private items on Yontif, and therefore this supports Rabbi Yochanan, because Shivas Yimei HaMishte is like Yontif, same halacha, right? Just like we had, you don't look at Tzara'a spots on Yontif or on the during the days of his Sheva Brachas. So you see here, this is supportive of Rabbi Yochanan, just like the Brisa says that there is an Isser of Tashvish Hamita during the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, because really there's the person's an Avel there. So too, that's a support, because he says the same thing on Yontif as well. So let's talk about Avelus for a little bit, and then Avelus on Yontif. As we mentioned, there is a major Machlokas Rishonim, Avelus. What is the mitzvah of Avelus? So some Gaonim, if you look in the Rush, the Rush in Brachos, in the second parak, quote that there are some Gaonim that say that all Shiva is Daraisa. There are some Gaonim that say that. The Rush quotes it in Parak Beis, Simin Tezvav. U'michzi chazinen l'mitzas ravasa. Daha dekasu ha derabba gamliel deksavar. Ninas laila derabbanan lokaim el kavasei. U'mechzi milsa desviralu lahani ravasa. Deshivas yimei avelus Daraisa ninhu. V'gamri lahai milsa midichsiv. Vayas la'aviv evel shivas yamim. The pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, the brother sat Shiva for Yaakov Avinu, so you don't get a better mocker than that. They sat Shiva 7 days. That is one extreme. The Gaonim, some sheet of the Gaonim, that all Avelus, all Shivas Yimei Avelus is Da'oraisa. On the other extreme, Bali Tosis, we mentioned before, and the Rosh, it's all Derabanan. There's no Avelis Daraisa. Period. That's all an Asmachta. Right? It's all not Asmachta, just not meant to teach us. That is what Bali Tosfos say. And then you have the middle Shita, the Rambam and the Rif and other Gaonim say, Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. The first day is Daraisa and the rest of it is Darabanan. The first day meaning death and burial on the same day. If death and burial are on the same day, so then Avelus, at least for the rest of that day, is a mitzvah Daraisa, and the rest is Derabanan. V'kiva dashkechina and hani kulu tanoi desvir luhu, the yom rishon bilachud Daraisa, avalelo dulal yom sheni lemisa lo tafas elami Derabanan. The Rosh quotes, Milal sheni ve'elach Derabanan, v'hani shivas yamim gufayal lav avayas lav ve'elach shivas yamim, asmechinu akra, Ella ahaikra va'afakti chagechem le'evel machag shiva afavelu shiva. But that's the three-way machlokas we've shown him. What exactly is avelus? Right, that is avelus in general. Right, the Rambam learns it out from two different psukim. The Rambam learns it out the first day. Either you learn it out from Aaron HaKohen, you learn it out from the Hayetiv, Hayetiv Bene Hashem. Would it be good for me? Or the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos learns it out from Tumas Kohanim. Tumas Kohanim, just like a Kohen, has to be Matami himself, even though there is an Isser. The Rambam in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. There's a mitzvah for a Kohen who is obligated to be Matami for his seven relatives. Shetzivanu Shiitami HaKohanim L'Krovim, Hanizkarim BaTorah. Ubavur Sheman Ama Kasumi L'Tami L'Mesim, the Torah allows this. The Sefer Chinuch says, Rochez Arche Noam. Right? How could you not let them go to their family's levaya? And then the Rambam says, "V'zeh ba'atzmo hu mitzvas ibol," and this is the mitzvah of avelus. Klomar ki kolish miYisrael chayav lesabel al krovav. Klomar chamesha meisei mitzvah ulechazi chiyvzeh biroso bekohen shumuzer alatuma shiitami al kapanim gashar Yisrael kedei shelo yechlash din avelus. Even a kohen has it. So you learn that from there. So this is the Rambam shita, three-way machlokas Rishonim. So, if that is true, if it's Doraisa, so how are we able to push it off here? What Nisuin is Doraisa? Again, getting back to the Iker question. How are we able to push off here? Person dies, Aninus is for sure Doraisa. So we're even pushing off the Avelus. You push off the Aninus, and then you have the wedding, and then you have Bias Mitzvah. And then you're allowed to push off Avelus, if it's the same day. Avelus is all right. That's a question that we show in a mask. And let's say you have the Bias Mitzvah. So then why don't you then have Avelus before you have Shivas Yimei HaMishneh? Shivas Yimei HaMishneh is for sure the Rabbanon, Takanas Moshe. So how are you able to go back? So that's where the Ramban has three different answers to this question. Why don't you say, the Ramban's question, why don't you have the wedding, have the Bias Mitzvah, have the burial, and then Hashivas Yimei Avelus, or at least, you started Yimei HaMishneh because you allowed, you have the wedding party, and then go back to Avelus, and then split it. So that's where the Ramban has the line, you can't split Avelus. Says the Ramban, Va'od, after quoting other answers, he says, "Im kein hayonoheg yom rishon achshav v'shisha yamim achar achasuna ein shivas yimei avel el ritzufim." It's got to be rutzuf. It's got to be straight. It can't be have a break in the middle. Question is why? Aninus can be broken, as we just described. Avelus cannot be broken. So again, Rav Soloveitchik gave one yahrzeit shir about Avelus, so this is where he developed all of these ideas. Rav Soloveitchik says, because Avelus is not just about mechanical actions to go through. What do you mean? Where do you know that from? The Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before. Let's get back to the other issue on this line. This Gemara seems to be beferish against the Rambam. The Rambam says, there is no Avelus on Yontif. Period. Nothing. Nothing in public, nothing in private. That's what the Rambam says. Clearly. Haragalim v'chein Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim ein davar midivrei avelus noeg bahen. Says it. And the Ritva here says, it must be the Rambam has a different gears than our Gemara. Right? Because our Gemara says, beferish, that there is avelus on Yontif. This is where the Ramban gets it from. What does our Gemara say? Dvarim shol tzina noeg. The Rambam says that's wrong. The Rambam doesn't hold of that. The Rambam must have a different girsa. The Nosi Kalim on the side assumes. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there's avelus on Yontif. Asks Rav Soloveitchik, why can't there be avelus on Yontif? Why isn't the Ramban right? Why does the Rambam reject avelus? And even if somebody is sitting Shiva, it breaks it. Right? If somebody dies on Yontif, there's no Avelus. It doesn't start till afterwards. Why? Explains Rav Salvation, because Avelus is not just mechanical motions that one has to go through, but it's a Kiyam Shebelev. It is supposed to achieve a certain state of being inside. Right? Even if you could say somebody could sit on the floor and eat meat and drink wine. Why can't those two go together? The answer is because the Kiyam Shebelev of Simchas Yontif and the Kiyam Shebelev of Avelus, those cannot coexist. Those can, and the Torah cannot demand opposite states of from a person. Sometimes it's hard, right? Avelus stas before Yontif. It's hard, but the Torah can't demand opposite states at the same time. And that's why Avelus and Yontif cannot coexist, according to the Rambam. How does he read the Gemara? He has to have a different girsa in our Gemara. But that is the... That's what the Ritva says here, and also in Moed Katan Chav Gimel. Zua Meimer lo matzinu asal Rabbi Yochanan b'shum makom. Says, the Rambam doesn't have this line. He says, and he has a different girsa here. Okay, there's a lot more here. But let's leave it at that. Oh, just one other halacha. The Rambam says in El Chazavelus that let's say on Yontif, I'll leave it as a question. We've discussed this in the past. It's a beautiful Rav Zhulti thought. If somebody has, on a weekday, let's say somebody has to go pay a shiva call and also visit somebody in a hospital. What do you do first? The Rambam says, Nicham Avelum comes before Biker Cholim. That's the Rambam's Lashon Yireli, which means I don't have this any Gemara about this. The Rambam says, if you have to do two, you go pay a shiva call before you go visit somebody in the hospital. That's the Rambam. The problem on the Rambam is, and the Rambam quotes this other Gemara, we'll just leave it as a question for now, that we know the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim. Anshei Yerushalayim, the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, on Daf Mem Aleph, the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim to carry their lulav and esrog wherever they go. Wherever they go, they carry their lulav and esrog. And the language of the Gemara, Mem Aleph of Abayz, Yotzei Mibeisa, lulav biyado. Holech lebeis haknesses, lulav biyado. Korei kriyashma, lulav biyado. Levaker cholim, ulanachim avelim, lulav biyado. And you're going to go to biker cholim, nichim avelim, lulav biyado. The order's flipped. The order's flipped in the Gemara. And the Rambam quotes this Gemara, Nilchas Sukkah, Nilchas Lulav. So, why is that Gemara different? Don't you do nichim avelim first? Okay, Kasha, we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara now, 5 lines from the bottom. Dorash Rav Yosef, Mishmei Derava, Dorash Rav Yosef, Berei Derava, Mishmei Derava. Lo Shanu, when does the Isser of Yichud occur? Ela Shalo Baal. That's only if Bir Rishona hadn't taken place, that's when there's an Isser of Yichud. Aval Baal, Ishto Yishenimo, but if he already had Bir Rishona, then his wife could be with him in the same room. Says the Gemara, we just said the opposite. Valhacha de Baal Askinon. He was talking about they had Bir Rishona. Viktani, who Yashem Beinu Anashim, Yishena Beinu Anashim. And yet it still says there's an Isser of Yichud. Okay, you're right. He's just talking about the second half of the Brisa. By Isha Nida, if they already had Bir Rishona, then there's no Isra of Yichud, as we know the Halacha. It says the Gemara, HaVachein Ktani. What do you mean? It says V'chein in the Brisa, comparing the case of Avelus and the case of Nida. So, Hachi Kamar, V'chein, Misha Pirsa Ishto Nida, V'lo Baal. Add that in. Hu Yashem Eino Anashim, Ishri Yishin Ebein Hanashim. Meaning, by Bir Rishona, by Nida, once Bir Rishona occurs, so then they're allowed to have Yichud. Unlike Avelus, in the case of Avelus, even after Bir Rishona, we are still nervous, and therefore there's an Isser of Yichud. Says the Gemara Lameimra, so is this to tell me, the Avelus Kilo Laminida? In people's eyes, Avelus is more lenient than Nida, because Nida is an Isser Kares. So that's why people, we're not worried about Yichud by Anida, because we assume they're not going to do anything, because there's an Isser of Kares. So that's why you have to be a Rishona, they're allowed to have Yichud. Mashenken Avelus is not Kares, so therefore we are more nervous right after be a Rishona, so we would still institute an Isser of Yichud. Is that really true? In people's mind, Avelus is more Kal, the Amr of Yitzchak, Bar Chanina, Amr of Huna. But what about the following halachos, which reflect the opposite? Anything that a woman generally does for her husband, Anida could also do for her husband, except for the following type of activities which are considered very beloved and very inappropriate for the time when she is Anida. Chutzmi mezigas hakos, when she pours him a cup of wine or dilutes him a cup of wine, vehatsa'as hamita, or, you know, spreading and getting his bed ready, varchatz is part of the other aglov, and helping him wash himself. So those are not done when Bishas Nida. Ve'ilu gabi avelus tanya, and by avelus we say, ava bishamrein adam rashoy lachuf es eshto, even though a person cannot force his wife, lios kochelus, lios pokeses, putting on makeup, and keeping herself beautiful in the time of Avelus, be'emes amru, but we do hold, mozeges lo akos, umatzas lo amitu, machetzes lo panav, yadav viraglov. Question mark. So what do you see from this halacha? That we have more flexibility by Avelus. Sounds like from here that we're less worried by Avelus. By Avelus, she can wash his feet, and she can make his bed. So we're not worried they're going to do anything during Avelus. Even though b'shas nida, we do have those precautions. So, which is it? Are we more worried by Avelus or are we more worried by Nida? So, Lokasha, answer, kan ba Avelus di day, kan ba Avelus di da. We're not worried when she's an Avela. We're not worried because she's in a state of not being in the mood for anything. She's an Avela and that we're not too worried. If he's an Avel, he could get out of the mood very quickly. Right? So therefore, her Avelus is more stringent in people's eyes. They're not more stringent. Her Avelus, we're less worried. We're less worried when she is an Avela, more than Nida. But Nida is more worried than his Avelas. The Rishash here says, it's psychological. The Rishash here says, V'ulai, why is this? Because women are more emotionally affected by events, says the Rishash. L'fisha anashim ibnei rachos liban, because they feel more inside. They're more connected with their hearts. Mispa'alos u'mitzta'aros harbe al kaltzara shalotavo yosem yanashim. Men are more cold. V'liban nishbar ka'asher ye'idun haksuvim v'hanisayon. V'ze etzli, and this is maybe what the pasuk even means. Harba arba etzvonech. T'chol ma'orera ya'atziveich b'yoser. It's part of the curse of Chave. It's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. They can't, right? They're more emotionally involved. This also is a pshat, others talk about in terms of Nashim Dait and Kalos. They're more emotionally involved in certain things, therefore it's harder for them to be objective. It's just the way of nature. So anyway, so that's the Rishash here, has that psychological insight, based on the pasuk in Bereishis. So that's the difference. So meaning the earlier Brisa, which had the precautions of the Isser of Yichud, that's talking about when he is an Avelus. Says the Gemara, but that's not true. V'ha'aviv shel chasen u'ima shel kala k'tani. It talks about ima shel kala dying too. She's also an Avelus. Answer, k'tani ashara. No, but all the other halachas apply to when the ima shel kala dies, but the yichud halacha does not. The yichud halacha only applies by the aviv shel chasen. Fine. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, mishani ben Avelus di deu l'Avelus di da. Is there really such a difference in halacha between when she's sitting Shiva and when he's sitting Shiva? V'atanya, the following brisa doesn't make any distinctions. This is a brisa from Maseches Machos, as you would have guessed. One of the small masechtas that talks all about Avelus. Misha meis chamav o chamoso. If his in-laws, his father-in-law, his mother-in-law dies, meaning his wife is sitting Shiva, he cannot demand that she puts on makeup and keeps herself beautiful. She's an Avelus. Ela kofeb. What does he do? Ela kofeb mitaso. What does he do? He turns over his bed, meaning kfias hamita, one of the nihugim of Avelus, even though he is not an Avel, but he turns over the bed, v'noeik ima Avelus. And he's noeik with her Avelus. What's kfias hamita about? So again, Rav Soloveitchik writes in a different place, that kfias hamita, they used to have this, we don't do this anymore. They used to turn over the beds as a symbolic act of, we know, well, let's take a step back. They say that covering the mirrors is like turning over the beds. Maha kesher, between covering the mirrors and turning over the beds. So the way it's explained is that there's a less selam elokim in the world now. Because this person has died, there's less selam elokim. Where was that selam elokim first formed and created in the bed? So that's why that was the symbol of Kfiyas Hamita. So that's also the idea of the mirrors. Because a mirror celebrates Selam Elokim. I look in the mirror and I see myself. That's where the minhag comes from, of covering the mirrors. Rav Soloveitchik even had a chumra of covering up the pictures. That's not the minhag of Klal Yisrael. We dafka have pictures during the during Shiva. But that is the that was his explanation of Kfiyas Hamita. We don't have those kinds of beds anymore, so we don't do it, and the mirrors. But either way, what is the chiddush of this brisa? That when the wife is sitting Shiva, the husband does certain ihugim also when she's sitting Shiva. We'll talk about the lamaisa Beth Hashem soon. V'chein, and also the opposite. Hisha meis chamea o chamosa, if her in-laws died, eina rashar lios kochelos lios pokeses, she does not make herself beautiful. Ella kofemi tasa, but no, I guess he more avelus. Question marks. You see, there's no differences. Shouldn't this brisa in Maseches Brachos list off if there's differences between when he's an avel and she's an avel? You know, so why aren't there any differences listed? So the Gemara says, no, okay, put in a difference. Tani, add into that brisa ba'avelus didei. Hu yashan bein ha'anashim, ishu yishena bein ha'anashim. Right, when he is an avel, you need more precautions. I have a chenk tani. It says v'chein here, meaning it's the same thing, him and her. So kiktani akichol ava pirkus. The v'chein is going on the makeup. The makeup happens to be on both. V'ha imo k'tani, but it says imo no heik imo avelus. My lav imo bamita. Doesn't that mean imo bamita that there's no iser of yichud? Lo imo babayis. It means they're in the house together, but there's an iser of yichud if he's an avel. Kid amar le rav lechia brei, like Rav, and this whole brisa supports what Rav told his son be'apa in front of the wife, nahog avelusa, delo bapa lo tinog avelusa. So this is the idea that when somebody is sitting shiva, so the person that's related to them also is noheg avelus when they are in the presence of that person. The Ritva already says right here, we do not do this bizman hazeh. The Ritva says, find the Ritva. Umashe ein anu nogen achshav kein amar betosvus, a tosvus that we don't have. Lefishe ein ze elam ebnei hakavod. Why was this done? To give kavod. Lo amru lechavod ishto elacham vechamosu bovad v'achshav imo cheles lo. And now there's an automatic mechila that relatives don't want their own relatives to be sitting shiva for them. Dafka not. It's like an ayin hara. So that's why they don't want that, and therefore they are mochel. And it's not even something that doesn't have to be done, it's something that should not be done. The Rama quotes in Yeridei and Simin Shinai and Dalid, the Yesh Omrim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. So I don't know if this Sephardic custom is to follow it at all, but the Rama quotes, V'yesh omrim, deha idna, noagin lahakel ba'avela zeh shel ha-misablim imo. We're mekel regarding this. De'ein zeh elamishim kavad ha-misablim. V'yachshav noagu kulam limchol, v'chei noagin l'ha-idna shelo l'sabel klal im ha-misablim. And then the Rama adds, v'chol ha-machmer ba'zeh einu elamin ha-matmihim. And you shouldn't. Right, you're doing something wondrous, and the Shach says ve'enu kimechabed avelim ela kiloeg lahem. And nowadays, if you sit avelus with them, so it's like you're mocking them. The alvagav demisharos alahachmir l'sabal amisha enu tzarech harushus biyado. That's only where you're dafka kishim l'sabal gamre kiden avelus alvakshenim l'sabal ela lafanav havi kiloeg laavel. And therefore, this is not done at all. This is not at all done bisman hazeh. Weiter. Let's continue a little more. So Rav Ashi Amar. Let's just finish this up and then we'll have to continue next time. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi gives a different answer to this original stira. Remember what was the original stira? Do we say Nida versus Avelus? Which is more chaber in people's eyes? So the first answer was, it depends who's sitting Shiva. Him or her. Rav Ashi has a different answer. Rav Ashi Amar. Mika medamis Avelus da hachal Avelus da alma. This is a different type of case than a normal case of Avelus. Avelus da alma, general Avelus chamir, velo asilus azulebe. This second brisa that we just quoted on top, that's normal Avelus. People aren't mezalzel in it. Avelus da hacha, but here, the case of the wedding, and the parent died right before the wedding. Kiva da akilu rabbanan asilus azulebe. Because the rabbanan were mako already, they gave you one kula, so asilus azulebe, maybe there'll be another kula, that they'll run with it. So, my kula, what was the element that they were makelin? Ile mediktani bol bilas mitzvah poresh. Is it that he allowed the bilas mitzvah right away? Hus, that's not a kula of avelus. Hasam yishum de lochal of avelusa. That's because avelus didn't start yet. Avelus only starts after kfura. Ile Rebbe Eliezer achiesim yipesach abayis. Maybe it's Rebbe Eliezer who says that avelus does not start until the mace leaves the house. Interesting that he says that. Right, even before Kvura, either Rabbi Yeshua Yistamagolel, or Rabbi Yeshua says until you put the burial's finished. Yistamagolel, exactly what that is. Rashi and Tosfos discuss: is it the kever on top? Is it the gravestone? Either way, it's after Kvura. So Avelus didn't start yet. That's not a kula of Avelus that we would allow B'ez Mitzvah. Ella, the kula is this: Diktani Noach Shivas Yimei Mishnah VeYachakach Noach Shivas Yimei Avelus. That's the kula. the fact that we allow Sheva Brachas before we allow, before we make them do Shiva. So, because that's a Kula, so they might be knowing Lakula themselves and run with it. So that is why we have to have extra precautions. Again, it's a big lumdus here. Maybe next time we'll talk about it in terms of what's this machlokas about between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. What does that mean that Avelis might start when the mace is starting to be carried out of the house? Salvechik develops the idea of something called a base Avel. Base Avel, which Beth Hashem will have to get to at a certain point in the future. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem will continue. Next time, hopefully, it will be put up from the last cycle. Beth Hashem will continue on Sunday.